It's All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer White. Each Thursday, we look at Michigan politics. Joining us today are Susan Demas, publisher of Inside Michigan Politics, and Ken Sikkema, former Senate Majority Leader and Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants. So as predicted, Ken, the state budget surplus has become a hot topic in the state legislature, more specifically how to spend that money. Now, a state Senate panel approved a bill yesterday that would cut the income tax rate from 4.25% to 3.9% over the next 3 years. Ken, are Republicans on the same page about this tax cut?
No, they're not. And really, the fundamental question here, I think, is what lens do you look at or do you look through when you consider tax cuts? A lot of legislative Republicans, Senator Brandenburg, who chairs the Senate Tax Committee, for example, really is looking at this from a standpoint of philosophy or political philosophy, I think, more than impact. And he simply believes that this is the people's money and it ought to go back to them. On the other hand, I think Governor Snyder is looking at it more in terms of its impact on the budget. And he thinks there are some other needs like roads and education. Now, there's going to be a tax cut of some sort, but how big it is, what it exactly looks like, I think is going to be a result of the tension, if you will, between these two approaches. Do you look at it from a philosophical standpoint or an impact standpoint?
Susan, we know Republicans are in the majority in both the House and Senate, but I want to know what Democrats are saying about this budget surplus and how they think it should be used.
Well, Democrats voted against the Senate plan in committee, and I think that that will be a harbinger of things to come. If we were talking about restoring the earned income tax credit for the working poor or getting rid of the so-called pension tax, I think they would be more on board. But this sort of tax relief is going to have minimal impact for people and obviously would take away money that they would like to see spent on things like education.
In President Obama's State of the Union address this week, he talked about raising the minimum wage. This is also a conversation that's bubbling up here in Michigan. We have a coalition coming out. They want to get a question on the ballot about raising the minimum wage. We also have the Michigan Chamber of Commerce coming out very strongly opposing that ballot measure. Ken, minimum wage in Michigan, is this a divisive issue?
Well, it's an issue that helps Democrats. The last time the Michigan minimum wage was increased was 8 years ago, and right now the Michigan minimum wage is higher than the federal minimum wage. But if it is on the ballot in November, I think it will increase turnout for Democrats. I don't think it's a big enough issue to turn the Senate around. Republican control is overwhelming there. But, you know, House, the margin of the House control, Republicans, in it's five seats, and potentially one or two of those seats, it might have an impact.
You said a very important word there, if this ends up on the ballot. Susan, we know last election there was a whole spate of initiatives on the ballot. Does this group have enough money? Will they be able to get enough signatures to get this question on the ballot?
We definitely don't seem to be swimming in ballot measures like we were in 2012, which would obviously help their cause. This is an issue that does have some support nationally. I do think that if there's a commitment to go for it, the money will be there. And I think the chance of success is pretty decent. And, you know, perhaps this will open up the floodgates to many more issues and the landscape will change. We'll just have to see.
Susan Demas is publisher of Inside Michigan Politics, and Ken Sikkema is senior policy fellow at Public Sector Consultants. Susan, Ken, stay warm. We'll talk to you soon.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks, Jen.